దేహి గోవర్ధనత్వం ముందు హ్యూమన్స్ స్తవ స్తోత్రం కంపోజ్డ్ వన్ బై రూప గోస్వామి అనదర్ బై రఘునాథ దాస్ గోస్వామి నిజ నికట నివాసం దేహి గోవర్ధనత్వం ఇట్ ఈస్ రిటన్ బై రఘునాథ దాస్ గోస్వామి. You might have heard so many songs in praise of Govardhana Girirat, who is combined, both Krishna and the devotee combined, and wonderful thing. Giriraj is a bhakta shrestha and also representation of Krishna himself, two combined, as we find in Mahaprabhu. The outer posing is of devotee, and the inner existence is Krishna himself, and the outer practices of that of a devotee. So Giriraj is also considered in twofold ways. It's Krishna himself and also Haridasa Bhujya. It has been told that he is one of the principal devotees of Krishna, this Giriraj. It has been described like that also. To the theistic, to the mystic, everything is infinite. Whatever comes in connection, try to see infinite in the finite. And the atheist, they have to see infinite as finite. Just oppose it. Just oppose it. Even in a point, in a part, one can see the whole and the background. A part may be seen with infinite angle of vision, in consideration of his position with the whole, how he is represented. And the whole, he can represent himself in any part, any time. Maya tatamiram sabvam jagadat matsani sabvabhutani ahamti. In a pillar, Nisimhadev came. So he can withdraw and he can present himself fully in any part. Any part. Pashyati-tibha-matreno samudru-vaikuli-kita. Angangi-bhava-magyatta kasam-samartha-netmaya. How can we determine the power of a part without knowing his relative position in the whole? Thus, Israel is a small country, and the Arab world is going to devour it, but Angangi is backed by a high power. So they can't do. So Angangi bhat pasya tittiva matrena samudru vyakuli kata. A small bird named tittiva. He had some eggs on the banks of the seashore. And the sea waves took it away. And the teacher of the small bird, what he can do? He to go to his higher leader, and then from higher to, and ultimately to Garud. Garud was also bird section, and Rapid went to Garud, and Garud gave threatening to the sea. If you don't give back, and repent for your misdeed, then I shall finish you, take you as a draught of mine within you. So, angangi bhavam agyata. If we want to study an atom, we must not eliminate the background. What is the connection with this atom, with the infinite world, infinite power? An intelligent man sees that part in reference with the whole. And the ignorant man, they also see part. So, if we get that angle of vision, how to look at, how to study the environment, and also me, one's own self, how? What is the angle of vision by which I must survey myself, myself and the outside world? From this standpoint of infinite angle of vision, we shall come to see. Now finite means Maya. Maya means finite. Measured. Which comes within measurement, that is Maya. Immeasurable. We must look at everything in the line of immeasurability. Because it is not a detached part. It holds a position in the whole. And in some connection, not detached altogether. So in this way, we shall remove the screen of ignorance, of different thickness, and then gradually we'll come to realize that all beautiful, all good, no misgivings, all over justice as love. Only love, only well-meaning, welfare. And what we find to be undesirable, that is mere miscalculation, nothing else. Maya means miscalculation. What we see, feel, take by miscalculation, that is Maya. And the whole self calculation that will divulge you while we are living, that is beautiful, that is divine law. We shall enter the reign of Krishna, Vrindavan, Vajraj, Nandananda. That is what was given by Sri Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Dev, Gaur Hari Go. Nidai Gaur Hari Go. কত বাজল
নাইন টুয়েলভ
গৌর হরি বৌর দেখেছ যাই গৌর হরি
Jai Om Vishnupad from Mahanta Pradhikacharya Asatara Siddhashri Srimad Bhakti Raka Shula Siddha Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
And with more repentance in this way, when the push will come down, everything will be pacified. We have to wait for some time and continue. And with more repentance and more energy. Because that is eternal campaign. These are all trifle and temporary. After all, they will have to meet defeat. That is eternal and permanent thing. They cannot stand against him for some long time. They will certainly have to come back. Cannot continue their fight with Krishna. Krishna conception, once enters, there's such a great hope one enters into one's heart and he is sure to conquer. Others cannot stand there in competition. They have no prospect. But Krishna conception, real Krishna conception, with all his prospect when he enters in any market, the all other mercantile things to be withdrawn. They cannot compete with him. It is fear. Rather, Sraddha Matkarasu, Nibbinna Sarvakarmasu, Veda Dukkhat Mukhan Kamam. Understand that this is all reactionary, will reproduce misery in his turn, but still he can't help sometimes succumb. But again he will rise up and begin to work in this way. First, after some time, you see that everything is pacified. That is the way.
I was feeling.
Not that is a magic. By the touch of a magic wand, it will be cured in a moment. We'll have to struggle for some time. And then we will find that they have all gone. And the Krishna is standing. Krishna consciousness standing. All other future consciousness has got forced to retire. But they will take some time according to the particular condition.
Should I see it as a test from Krishna? I should see it as a test from Krishna?
As a?
Test, examination from Krishna.
Standing, earnestly praying, please protect me from this brutal tendency. Please purify me. I can't tolerate this brutal attack. I am yours. Accept me. And they must have to retire. Please accept me. In this way, fervent and more fervent, the fire will be burned within. And they will be burned into ashes. Tibrena bhakti yogena jajitu satu bhajitamam prita sraddharu dhishanishcha jushamanaschatam kamam dukhu darkamscha varham tibrena bhakti yogena jajatu ma sakrinmune kamadhidajyanushanti sabbi maishidhisthiti. They will all be pacified, be calmed. They will find Krishna within and without. They will have to retire finally.
You give me some hope.
Yes, the hope is given by Krishna himself. It is his own version in 11th canto Bhagavat.
This jata sadha
matkathasu nidbin.
11th canto of Bhagavatam?
Yes, I can't remember. Forgot. The 11th canto of Bhagavat. Jata Sraddha Mat Khatasu, Nibbinna Sarva Karmasu. You can ask in the mind that reference you will have there.
Yeah.
Shlok Shuti is there. From the index, the shlok will be found.
Right.
And yet also Bhagavatar Kumarichi Mala. And many, many places it is mentioned. Chaitanya Charitamrita perhaps also it is mentioned. And there the reference you will get.
Srimati এরকে দীর্ঘই হবে শ্রীমতী রাধা রানী যদি একসঙ্গে না হয়
দীর্ঘই হবে দীর্ঘই হবে
আর এমনি যদি একসঙ্গে হয়ে যায় রসই হবে কি শ্রীমতী রাধা রানী দেখে নিচ্ছে
না একসঙ্গে না গেলে ভালো
বিশেষণ
হবে না কারণ ও তো স্ত্রীলিঙ্গ শব্দ ও দীর্ঘই হয়ে যায় তো একসঙ্গে রাখলে হয় না আলাদাই হয় বিশেষণ তো স্ত্রীলিঙ্গ দীর্ঘী কারণ তো শব্দ ওটা হস্যি হবে না পুংলিঙ্গ দীর্ঘকাল প্রথমা হলে পরে হস্যি হয় রেফারেন্সটা এঁকে দিতে ভালো হয় দীর্ঘিষ্ট মহারাজ আমাদের সুধীর মহারাজকে ওই শ্লোকের রেফারেন্সটা ভাগবতের কথায় আছে চৈতন্য যদি থাকে তো রেফারেন্স পেয়ে যেতে পারবো ইন্ডেক্স খুঁজে চৈতন্যের ইন্ডেক্স খুঁজে দেখতে
পাবো
The second question I have is very serious. When my Guru Maharaj, when he left,
And then I saw the way the new gurus were acting, some very hard-hearted.
The second guru, you got both
from Prabhupada.
And second guru, right?
No, I'm saying when guru died, went into samadhi, Prabhupada, then I had crisis of faith. I asked myself, why did Prabhupada choose such hard-hearted, materialistic men to take such high position, such responsible position for other souls?
You are sure that they are nominated by Prabhupada? Yashodhanandan has got that objection only, that Prabhupada did not appoint anyone to do the function of Acharya, they are all self-made. And why Sridhar Maharaj has accepted them as so? So he does not like me. I am told that is his grievance against me.
It's
Yashodhananda.
Yes.
And many others also say that they are also all self-made Acharya. And Prabhupada did not give any clear direction that these will be Acharya. I am told by so many. I did not hear from Swami Maharaj that I have appointed them as Acharya. I did not hear that direction. No direct information I have got. Generally, they must, to continue this, some Acharya must be appointed. I had that information, and so I took it. He must have appointed Acharya. But whom or whom not, I do not know anything about. But naturally, some successor should be left.
Their objection, they say, this: you cannot appoint an Acharya. That it must be, he must be self-effulgent and self-manifesting.
Yes. All right, it is there. But there's still some sort of suggestion, recommendation that they may work after me. It may not be clear because Krishna is there. It is his business, he's all in all. Still, some sort of big recommendation. Then he will come in his own pristine glory. That is also inspired by Krishna, he will have to come. But they do not want to take the whole responsibility. As regards your own Guru Swami Maharaj, our Guru Maharaj did not give any direct appointment to him for the preaching in the West. But he felt that within him, the general direction he had, Guru Maharaj has very indomitable desire to preach in the West, and he attempted also in that line. But not satisfactory in his time. Anyhow, that was caught after long time of the departure of Guru Maharaj. He felt within him the urge of preaching to the West. A slight spark perhaps might have he got in any time during Guru Maharaj, as he says, that in Bombay Mot I was present. Guru Maharaj told that we shall, all of us will have to try to preach in the West. And Swami Maharaj was also that Abhay Charan Bhaktivedanta. We shall all, you will have to also go to the West. Prepare yourself. Swami Maharaj said, but I, it might have taken place, but I did not give particular attention to that word, because his general talk was like that. So much so that a man who is engaged in the cultivation, he also thought that I shall have to go to the West to cultivate there the coffee and all these things. So he began to study English. One sannyasi told, "Why you are wasting your time in studying English? You mind your own duty, go to cultivate in land." "No, I shall have to go to the West." Such impression was at that time within the mission. That all we shall go there. And there we shall begin cultivate farming. Farming also. And you will have to go to take different duties there, in general. But Swami Maharaj took it in particular that he will have to go, Prabhupada is saying to him. And he says that just before you, Prabhupada told me, in Bombay Mott. But I do not remember particularly. And at the same time, I think that it is possible, because Prabhupada, he was at that time, he was giving lectures for his preaching towards the Western land. From the beginning, he was meant like that. After taking sannyas, he took two of his disciples to Vrindavan, this clad with European dress. And this four-year section began to pass remark, evil remark against him, that he has taken red cloth, which is forbidden, and again took two Brahmachari disciples and clad in European dress. What is the fun of going to Vrindavan in this way? His preparation was to capture the cultured people of the West, whom the Easterns are imitating, trying to imitate. The attention of the Easterners, captured by the glamour of the present civilization of the Westerners. So if Westerners can be taken into the fold, then the Easterners will automatically come to appreciate, to study with attention what is Mahaprabhu's divine law. Now they are mad to imitate the Western people, dazzled by their present civilization. So the civilized section, materially civilized, higher, they should be captured. That was his idea. And Swami Maharaj did it at last. At last and successfully, most successfully. We appreciate it.
We could trust Prabhupada because he was a bhakta, pure in heart. We could trust Prabhupada. I was photographer. I was photographer for Back to Godhead magazine. So I am propagandist, advertising man. So I could propagate for Prabhupada as guru. But when he died, I could not.
Don't use the word die.
Samadhi.
Disappeared.
Disappeared. When he disappeared, I could not.
Death and disappearance are not one and same. He's there, he's living, but he's not here. He has gone to some other place, to attend some other duty. And death, by death, we may be sent anywhere and everywhere without our consent, without dignity. We may go to lower creation also. A man may, in the next birth, may be a dog, may be a worm, anywhere he may go, dead man. But man who disappeared, his position is considerably high. And he retains his former temperament also. He can retain. Present temperament he can keep. And by death, dissolution, transformation. And disappearance does not mean any transformation in the next life, from one field to another field.
I am having difficulty understanding.
Transfer. Disappearance is transfer. Transfer of a service and dismiss, not one and same.
I am having difficulty in my mind reconciling what is.
Every sincere man, not only you, you are openly saying there are some that do not talk much about that. But mostly when they are come to accept newly, they would have to suffer like this, from such troubles. But those that have come sincerely, really, they won't live this search of Krishna, but on the way they will, for some time they will feel some trouble, and then if they continue with earnest prayer to him and to the Vaishnava, the Guru, Vaishnava, Bhagavan, then gradually it will all subside.
That is why I came to you,
Hare Krishna,
to
and
kill these
and
demons.
I have also told the what is recommended in the Shastra. When one is troubled in this way, it is written in the Bhagavatam. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he has also written a slok. Pathapati bhati karai. When one is searching, progressing, walking in the way to Krishna, there are so many pathapati that falls, the jackals that fall, attacks in the way. What is the technical word? Landers that attack on the way.
Highway robbers.
Highway robbers. So pathapati bhati karai, the calm crude, the anger, the lust, they are batpar, one who falls on the to attack the travelers on the way. And we shall cry aloud for the help from the Vaishnava. Oh Lord Keeper, oh Lord Keeper, please come and rescue me. I am attacked by the jackals in the way. The Vaishnava, Kutkar, with all his might, he will cry aloud, oh my protectors, oh the protectors of the way, who are entrusted with the guard of the way, the travelers. I am attacked by the decoys in the road of traveling. In this way, this is the natural way. And not to take the help of any drug or any artificial means. The Naga sannyasins are there, a particular section. They, in the beginning, handle with the penis in such a way that it loses its capacity. Can't be excited, can't be. But in the mind, they must be there. So that artificial means won't help us. The natural, the help must come from above. Rasapashyaparamadhisthanivartati. The higher taste, superior taste of the higher juice, that will exhaustively eliminate our hankering for the lower material juice, which is produced from the material contact with the senses. This is a class of enjoyment. Sense pleasure, but the higher pleasure of the soul and the super soul, especially Krishna consciousness, that will drive away for ever that taste, this lower taste, no taste for the lower pleasure, perfectly and eternally conquered, it will be.
I do not know how to see my Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami. Sometimes I am thinking, he was ordinary man who took to this path and tried to please Krishna and his guru. And that was his glory, that he came from ordinary position to do great work.
It may be seen, he was a man, business, married, children, all these things. But when you will be awakened, you'll be able to see the another side. The another side, that is, the eternal aspect of him is as pure as anything. And this external activities has got nothing to do with it. It can't pollute his eternal aspect, soul aspect.
Was he able to see his...
Just as if we find any filthy thing in your dress. He was wearing a dress that was filthy in part. But when he had left it, to connect you to again that coat with filthy, that is redundant, unnecessary. That man used a coat, and the coat has got some dirt. It is useless, unnecessary. And if you waste one's time, whimsical. No material gain in remembering that. That is our fault. That we whenever we see a man, we think that he was wearing a coat where there was some dirt. Why that connection will come to me?
Difficulty understanding how to see him in terms of, some say he was Shaktavish avatar.
I say.
You say.
I told you. Some divine power when he was in need, with earnest need of spreading Mahaprabhu's teachings to that world. He had earnest prayer that I am no ability. It is your work. By the order of my guru, as I received it in time, I have come with empty hand, my Lord. It is your, I pray fervently for your help to obey the order of my Gurudev. He has written it, Radhika. My Guru is Radharani, and I have come to obey his order. And if you help me, Krishna, my friend, my intimate friend, then Radharani will be satisfied with you. And he is praying to Krishna in such a way. So I located that he had that Shukrasa. Then again, after finishing this duty, I shall join your Lila and play with you and jumping and cow driving, all these things. But now, for the time being, I have been entrusted by my Gurudev Radharani to do this. And if you help me, my master and friend, in this you can do anything and everything. I am helpless, and you must come, otherwise I cannot satisfy my Gurudev. And if you do help me in this way, surely Radharani will be, and that you want, I know. Heart pleasure is something to you, and I am going to carry out that. You must come to me. I have no ability, no capacity, no education, nothing what is necessary for this, you know all the things. You are my only capital. Please come. And he had to come. His prayer, earnestness was so sincere that Krishna had to come. Otherwise, Krishna, Nityananda, any face, the divine power had to come to relieve him. Otherwise, such a magnitude, of such quality instruction is not possible. This is my faith. And that is not a less credit to empty oneself, to surrender, saranagati, so as to draw the attention of Krishna or divine power. It is not a less credit.
It is glorious.
Highest credit. He emptied himself so much. The negative in him was so much in degree that the positive had to come to help him.
Sometimes they are putting...
So I do not know whether anyone regrets him, but I regret. Otherwise, what he has done, it is impossible for human capacity. Vasudev has given so many writings about the religion and so. He is called Sanchita Shaktavis, Parashuram Shaktavis, Narad, he is also accepted as Shaktavi Savata. There is a concentrated presence of any good thing, that is Shaktavi Savata.
Some things still confuse me with my guru in his choosing certain men to be administrators. Sometimes I am thinking maybe it is a mistake he has made.
You see, when just after our Guru Maharaj's departure, we went to preach in Chittagong. There was one astrologer. He declared that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a real Vaishnava preacher, but amongst his followers there is no real preacher, not qualified preacher, that man told. Then one of our god brothers, experienced, educated Kaviraj, he was there, he put this question to me, and he had got some influence there. He invited that gentleman to his house and also us. And the Madhav Maharaj, Haigir Brahmachari, was with me. I put him this question. Was Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur a great personage, supernatural? Yes, he was. And what sort of supernatural personality he was, that he came with some mission to give something to this world? Yes, he came. Had he the power in his hand, what he wanted to give to the world, he could give it. Such power within him? Yes. Then he could not give what he came to give. He could not give to a single man. Such noble person, supernatural personality he was. Then he can't say anything. Silenced. He was a man of supernatural power. And he had the capacity to perform for what he came here. And he came here to give some real devotion, divine devotion to the disciple. And he could not do that. He failed. Only even one man, he could not give it. This logical argument, he could not tell anything. And how do you know? Do you know that the aprakita vastu nahi prakita gochar? You are in the worldly astronomical world, and there are so many who has come to his feet and dedicated their whole life to live with him, to serve him, and you can say about him, Maya Prakriti, Sita, Maya Akriti, Ravan Karida Harana, what is that passage? Maya Sita Karida Haran Ravan, this passage. So you can understand him, and his disciples could not understand him. You say he was Mahapurusha and nonetheless his proper successor. How you can say that is of Prakita and you are Prakita? These arguments he was stopped totally and played away. Something like that. And came with some mission. And that mission may not stop with him. Anyhow, who's at that in degree, that depends upon the will of Krishna. But his come may not be so much intense, but anyhow the thread may be continued, somehow or other. Just as I told it, Krishna told it himself to Brahma, then by the succession it came. Ivam vivasati yogam vaham purtmaktavan aham abhyam vivasyan manage mano sakali nihamata yogo nashta. Some modified way it continues and it dwindles by the course of time, and when it again necessary, again he comes and he gives a fresh push with new color, and again it continues for some time. In this way it goes on.
I think you are that push. I think you are the push.
Where?
You.
In which? First in which?
You're pushing again.
Pushing. I'm doing in my meager way. I was very reluctant to take the charge. But whatever little I have got, who comes to me, not much pushing nature I have got. Prabhupada accused me, you are his lover. What you know, it is all right, but you have no attempt to give it to others, his lover. He called me his lover. He selected me to go to the West for preaching, and recommended by many gentlemen of his followers of high level. But I was a little reluctant because I told that I can't follow the intonation of the Westerners. This is one defect. Another defect, I have no nature to mix with them very freely and honestly. So he would spend money, and I won't be able to show any work there. Now if you order me, I must go. I am your servant. Whatever you will order, I must do, try to do. But I see these two disqualifications in me, which will oppose me in my working process there. Then he left me and sent another gentleman. Goswami Maharaj was sent.
But the West now
and
comes
he,
to
and
you.
He told me, you are his lover. A few days after, you are his lover. But in the meantime, he disappeared. I was here, and that was not less useful for me. When he was going away, I was allowed to his personal service in sick bed, so-called sick bed. And just before his departure, he called for me and gave me the fortune of singing the highest song in the Gauriya Vaishnava, to sing before him. That sort of fortune I had. I would have gone to Europe, then I did not have, I could not have these chances that attending his sick bed, duty at night also, dead bed night, not dead bed, sick bed, what he was.